Well, the changing weather is already affecting the natural world, and that includes birds and their migrations, with some species starting earlier or staying later. But in the right place at the right time, you can see the most spectacular sights, as Michael Stein tells us in today's Bird Note.
In September, a river of raptors flows through Veracruz State in eastern Mexico. In his book, Living on the Wind, Scott Wiedensahl describes counting the birds there as they circle in kettles on columns of rising warm air, and then drift steadily south. Nothing in a lifetime of birdwatching had prepared me for this spectacle. The kettles grew to almost frightening proportions, 20 or 30,000 hawks in each one. From 2 to 3 o'clock, we counted 126,516 broad-winged hawks, nearly 46,000 of them in one 10-minute period. The next hour, there were even more, along with nearly 11,000 turkey vultures. A steady stream of kestrels was moving low along the horizon, passing at a rate of 5 per minute, their wings flashing in the sun like a thin reflection off the distant gulf. And so it went for hours. From our hot, dusty rooftop in Cardell, we'd counted more than 435,000 raptors. As our sense of numbed disbelief gave way to comprehension, we realized we'd witnessed, by far, the heaviest hawk migration ever recorded anywhere in the world. Since that day in 1992, the record has been far eclipsed. Some days more than a million birds have been counted passing through the narrow, vulnerable corridor of Veracruz. I'm Michael Stein.
And to find some pictures of the raptors that gather over Veracruz, soar on over to our website, loe.org. Coming up, writer Naomi Klein on why climate change changes everything, including economic growth and capitalism. That's just ahead on Living on Earth. Stay tuned.